We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning, following up on a trifecta of Philadelphia sports. Unfortunately, last night, games, not all wins. Matter of fact, only one win. Embiid, 76ers looking great, but the Phils and Flyers both lose. Obviously, for the Flyers, that one really hurts from a playoff standpoint. The Phillies, that was an aggravating loss last night. We'll react to it all. We'll, of course, get to the Eagles as well. The NFL draft is in just 22 days. It's coming up. We got a lot to discuss there, and the Eagles in the offseason. All of it with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, bud.
The world's youngest parents were 8 and 9 years old and lived in China in 1910.
Wow, that is bizarro. Sicko. Don't even want to think about it, though.
Yeah, pretty young.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I think I can do without that fact. I don't need that fact in my life. Yeah. Let's not go there. All right, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Look, we got games to react to from last night, and we want to hear from everyone. Aggravating Phillies loss. They didn't put out the greatest lineup. They didn't create the greatest starting pitching performance, although it wasn't the worst. It wasn't as bad as the guy in the fourth game. You know, Harper, big spot, didn't come through for the Phillies. We'll get to all that, react to it all, the other games as well. 215-592-9494. By the way, if I haven't told you before, Roman Quinn, he actually can't hit. He actually can't hit.
But Harper didn't come through. You know, Harper came close to coming through, but your guy that you say is a dork.
Dorkazoid.
Nemo. He used that speed.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I'm saying, man?
He's saying
function over fashion. Part of the reason he was able to get that jump on that ball is because he was nice and loose.
Yeah, he was
from
limber.
Sprinting to first base when he walks.
And he did it again last night.
I'm telling you, man, there's something to it.
All right, react to the whole Philly situation. What stood out to you last night? Girardi's moves, Velasquez, the whole deal, the Flyers, the Sixers, all of it. 215-592-9494. John, we also have a draft coming up in 22 days with the Birds. We have a football season in about, 4 or 5 months, whatever the heck it is. And, you know, notable that, and this came up earlier this week on our show, and we should circle back to this, that the Eagles have not named Jalen Hurts a starting quarterback. Now, I actually think this...
I think it's awful.
Yeah, I actually think this came up this week on our show in the context of a caller called in and said, what's up with the fact the Eagles still haven't taken down the Carson Wentz banner at the link?
That's awful, too.
Which is totally bizarre. Hey, Eagles! Take it down! But that's a whole other matter. But it's really weird. All right, John, I know it bothers you that the Eagles have not named Hurts a starter. It really does not doesn't move me at all. I don't think it's a problem. Why in your world do you see it as a problem the Eagles have not declared Jalen Hurts a starter? Because I'm curious where everyone's at on this.
No, I actually object to that. You saying it like in my world.
Yep.
Because I think my world has a pretty clear picture of the way that locker room is operating. And I'm saying, when you got a guy who just finished the season starting the last four games for you in the locker room and he's not considered the starter, you're kind of saying, like, wait a second, what's going on? Why? What did he do? But guys in that locker room are asking themselves and one another, what did Jalen do? What did he do wrong? Because he was our quarterback to finish the season. And now he's not. Why is it when I was driving by the link, Carson's still up?
Yeah, that
are they messing with Jalen?
That's really weird.
You know, no, this is what guys in the locker room are saying. Like, I just drove by the stadium on my way back. Like, Carson's still up there. Why are they doing this to him? He doesn't deserve it. And from a fan perspective, I was relieved when we traded out of 6 in the draft because I thought it took us out of that QB chase and we could finally settle in with Jalen at quarterback.
Kind of simplified it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It felt right. Okay, the Eagles, they're taking a chance. They're assembling assets to where if Jalen doesn't work after this year, then they'll be able to fix things. But what's the holdup? If the plan is to see if Jalen works out this year, why aren't you setting this into motion? And why is it I have to sit there and listen to Joe Flacco double down on his comments about competing? Joe Flacco being doubly obtuse when asked if he's going to mentor Jalen Hurts, if he thinks he's competing for the starting spot. Like, they have not clarified this in that building. How messed up is that? You've got mixed messages all over the place within the building, outside the building, within the fan base, and that's never a good thing. Name Jalen Hurts the starter. He's the best we have, and it'll actually help the players to rally around this team,
John,
and this plan. Players yearn for stability and structure, and the Eagles are refusing to give that to them.
Well, I agree with you. He's the best they have. He might not be the best they get. See, I think the thing
who
is...
Who cares?
Okay,
if you don't know what's going to happen, right? You don't know. Maybe something, one of these quarterbacks falls to you and you bring him in, and then you say, okay, they're going to compete. That's just what we do. But this is... once again, our front office is blind to the way that teams function best. They're clueless to locker room dynamics. And they think it's clever to play up this Nick Sirianni stupid competition amongst the coaches and everyone else in this building.
Yep.
The cooks are competing when they make lunch for everyone. End it. That's ridiculous. There are some conventions you shouldn't mess with. This stuff is serious, and this front office doesn't even realize that.
Well, I'm curious where everyone stands on this at 215-592-9494. I mean, it certainly is notable that they have not named Jalen Hurts the starter. I don't think it's escaped anyone's attention. It hasn't happened. And by the way, they've had a number of opportunities to do so. And they traded Carson Wentz. Right? Obviously, Joe Flacco was signed to be the backup. The village idiot knows that, but they won't admit that, which I think they should have, by the way. But I don't think it means they have to name Hurts the starter for what's worth, because it could be someone else. Again, everyone at 215-592-9494.
Who cares if it could be someone else?
But
right,
John,
now, it's not someone else. Right now, he's the guy that finished the season for you, played the final four games.
Yeah, here's the thing, and again, for everyone, does it matter that the Eagles have not named Jalen Hurts the starter? Does it bother you? Do you think it's a mistake? 215-592-9494. John, let me.
What about this?
What
about the fact that we've got a head coach? They're playing up this idea that he has customized offenses for many different quarterbacks
right.
in Indianapolis.
Yep.
Different play styles with Jacoby Brissett versus Phillip Rivers versus Andrew Luck. Don't you think you need to figure out which quarterback you're going to customize the offense around?
Actually, no. Not
Come
in April.
No, that's
not
ridiculous.
Not in April.
Joe Flacco.
Not in April, no.
You have practice planning. You have – guys are creating the offense right now. They're creating the plan. You're saying not in April. I'm saying it's a year-round thing.
Yeah, I'm a big
– You're teaching everyone in that building every chance you get, even though it's not technically allowed – you have to have an offense to be able to teach an offense. And right now, it's just all up in the air.
Well, I'm sure these guys, I don't know actually the rule for are they allowed to be given a playbook by a new coaching staff. I'm not sure where that stands at. Because I would assume if you go.
I'm assuming there has to be some communication on that front.
Yeah.
You can't just say, all right, show up in August and that's when you learn everything.
Well, we don't even know if there's going to be OTAs yet. That's a whole other thing from a Corona standpoint. That's, to the best of my knowledge, still up in the air. Look, 215-592-9494. Let me tell you why, John. I don't think it matters that the Eagles haven't named Hurts a starter, why it doesn't bother me. First off, there's no doubt in my mind, despite the fact that they moved from 6 to 12, okay, they are still leveraging the draft. And they should. I mean, the reality is the Eagles should leverage the fact that they have a pick in the top 12 of the draft, currently the 12th pick, could move up a little bit, could move down a little bit, could be some teams involved around them, you know, that might want a quarterback. They should leverage their position from a drafting standpoint with the quarterback market.
Okay, how are you increasing your leverage right now? You're saying that the fact that they're not committing to Jalen Hurts is suggesting that they might draft one of these top four quarterbacks?
I think it's still... I think it's incredibly unlikely, but still possible bet. I mean, Carolina is now Carolina's not going to draft a quarterback. So
we're drafting 12th.
I'm just telling you.
If one of these guys falls to them, I think people might I don't think you're being crafty and cunning when you're sitting at 12. I think it's too unrealistic.
It's a very unlikely scenario, but I think it's in play. Another one, John. I think there's a part of this here where they're, you know, maybe of the mindset, let's make Hurts prove it. He's second year guy. He's second round quarterback. You know, we had a caller call up about a day or two ago. Well, what's different between Hurts year two and Wentz year two? You know, Wentz year two and early Wentz, they just handed him the job after they traded Bradford. Well, I said, well, hold on a second here. Carson Wentz was the second pick in the draft. The whole draft, second pick. Jalen Hurts was a mid-second round pick. There's a huge difference. So the idea of making Hurts prove it, I don't think is really the worst thing. They could, by the way, and this is a huge factor here, they could still trade for a starting NFL quarterback. Now, it seems that that is a decreasing probability because the Deshaun Watson thing seems to be in a toxic way. Okay, the Russell Wilson thing, make of it what you will. One of his teammates came out yesterday and said Russell Wilson says he's staying in Seattle. I don't know if it's true or not. We'll find out. I mean, obviously, like, Sam Darnold just got traded. The Eagles might have been into that. They might. They obviously in the end didn't make a trade for him. They might have viewed Darnold as a better option than Hurts. They might view Jimmy Garoppolo as a better option than Hurts. Whether you agree with it or not, they might view it that way. They could trade for a starting quarterback. But, John, let me give you the biggest reason of all. Because there actually is a reason that flat out trumps all this. Because it actually kind of takes all of those factors and spins them into one narrative that I believe is the single reason why the Eagles have not named Jalen Hurts a starter. And the single biggest reason is a branding issue. And it relates to the fact, and I'm curious where everyone stands on this at 215-592-9494. The Philadelphia Eagles are afraid to look ridiculous. And the reality is they have looked ridiculous a lot often, and they should be afraid of looking ridiculous. What they're afraid of looking ridiculous with, John, is naming Jalen Hurts a starter in March or in April after the Carson trade, and then somehow having a scenario play out, and it really could, that they do one of these other options, draft a quarterback, trade for a quarterback, which is not impossible. Listen, this is an organization. If you think about the last 12 months, think about how they looked ridiculous. They drafted Jalen Hurts. I supported it. Most people didn't. Most people thought it was the dumbest thing they'd ever seen. They had one of the worst seasons we'd ever seen, 4-11-1. Every single week was like a root canal. They looked silly. They looked stupid. They looked incompetent. They looked ridiculous. The Wentz in-season soap opera drama was a disaster. It wasn't fun. His press conferences after games were terrible. It was awful. Peterson, he looked ridiculous. By extension, the Eagles, with his press conferences, looked ridiculous. They tanked week 17. They were a national embarrassment.
Yeah.
Locally, there was an embarrassment. Even if you thought it was the right decision, they looked like a joke with what happened there. They made the decision, we certainly believe, they made the decision the first week after the season to keep Doug Peterson. We're keeping him. How do we prove to you we're keeping him? We're actually going to have a press conference here with Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman together a couple days after the season.
Yeah.
We are keeping him. They turn around a few days later, and they fire Doug Peterson. They look ridiculous. Lurie had a press conference. He looked ridiculous. Sirianni had a press conference. He looked ridiculous. They are afraid, and I would say they should be afraid.
Okay.
Of making a declaration that they don't know for sure is how it'll play out in September. And so I totally support the Eagles at this stage. I might have a different answer after the draft in May, but at this stage, I think the Eagles are absolutely doing the right thing.
Because that's crazy.
To not name Jalen Hurts.
To avoid embarrassment, you do nothing? You should be embarrassed for that. We don't have a starting quarterback. He's in the building. He started the last four games for you. The bottom line, they don't think he's good enough. That's like...
Well, that could be the dirty little secret too, by the way.
That's a real problem.
That could be a whole nother. Because let's be real. If this is Carson year two or Donovan year two, he's the starting quarterback. Named.
Automatic.
Stamped.
Yes.
Approved. You know, sign up in the stadium.
People aren't even asking the question.
Donovan 2000. Think of it. April of 2000, Donovan's second year. April of 2017, Carson's second year. Stadium signage. Not Jalen Hurts. Now, I want everyone to think about it. And again, react to the Phillies game last night, 76ers game last night, the disastrous Flyers loss last night, and what that means for their season. There really is a great chance now the Flyers are going to miss the playoffs. Again, all of that on the table. But so too is this issue of the Eagles and the starting quarterback situation. What do you make of it? What do you make of the fact that the Eagles have not declared with many opportunities? They have, I mean, they even cleared out Carson. They clearly signed a backup. They have still not declared Jalen Hurts the starter. I think it's a wise course of action. I understand, John, what you're saying. I just see it different because I think the Eagles are afraid to look silly. We'll see where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. Yeah, listen, maybe there's people out there that think they look more silly by not naming a starter. But I'll tell you this. There's, to me, nothing that would look more absurd than naming Hurts the starter and finding out a month from now he's not the starter. Even if it's for the right reasons. You have a chance to get Russell Wilson. You have a chance to get this guy, that guy. You just, at some point, the organization has to sort of control the narrative. They did a terrible job controlling the narrative. Their press conferences were a disaster. And I think they're afraid.
They didn't plan.
I think they're afraid. I really do.
I think they didn't plan for Sirianni to come out and say, hey, these coaches are competing every day. We're competing at every spot. This is so now they're viewing that as almost an absolute. Well, now we can't go back and counter that. So we have to sit where we are. I don't think they know what to do.
Well,
I think that is such a major issue with this organization.
Yeah,
they don't know what to do again. They are winging it again. And that's why we won 4 games last year. That's why we're going to stink.
All right, let's see where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles should just declare Jalen Hurts the starter or not? Wise or unwise, what do you make of the situation? And again, react to last night's game. Let's kick it off, games. Let's kick it off with Joe in Mayfair right now. What's up, Joe? Joseph. Yo, Joe. Joe, not quite ready to go. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Tom in Abington. Tom, you're on WIP.
Yo, Joey Gibb. How we doing today?
Good, buddy.
Shut his hole.
Makes me very, very happy. And frankly,
that is fan-freaking-tastic.
All right, Tom, do the Eagles have to name Jalen Hurts the starter?
Of course they do. Joe, you're saying they look ridiculous. Well, let me ask you a question. How many fingers does Howie Roseman have?
Does the thumb count as a finger?
Sure.
He's got nine now.
Presumably he's got 10.
Well, no, he's got 9 because Carson Wentz is no longer an Eagle, right?
Look at you.
Let's just hope he lopped off his ring finger, okay?
He might be like Antonio Fonseca and start with 11 and then go down to 10 if you take one off.
I mean, it hurts nobody, no pun intended, to name Hurts the starter right now. It doesn't.
Right.
They're going to change their mind anyway. They've showed us this. They're very fickle.
Tom, I actually agree with you. It hurts no one now. My point is, if they have a different starting quarterback a month from now, it looks again like a pivot that will be viewed as changing on the fly. They don't know what they're doing. Like, that's what I'm telling. It's a branding issue. They're trying to reclaim the narrative. And I actually think it's the right decision. I really do.
No, I totally disagree. Hey, I forgot. I wanted to start off my call, and for future calls, at least for the foreseeable future, I'm going to try to out-factoid John.
Oh, wow. Do it.
Okay. So you know the United States Postal Service was started in 1775?
Or did not.
Okay. And there were no restrictions on what you could mail. So somebody mailed a 2-year-old child a half a mile away. And it wasn't until the early 1800s when somebody mailed a 5-year-old child 72 miles away where they said, hey, we need to start restricting what people mail.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Wow. All right.
All right, Tom.
Gotcha.
I don't know what's going on around here. Let's go to Ron and Monco. Ron, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How you been, buddy?
Hanging in. Okay, so listen, I want to talk about the Phillies. I don't have any more energy for the birds. So anyway, this is for John. And because, Joe, I believe you know this. Listen, I think our manager, okay, he learned something last night. You can't start Quinn, you can't start Joyce, and you can't start Miller. You can't have all three of these guys in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
They have no depth okay? So basically what the Phillies did was they re-gifted on you, buddy, okay? They took the gift back, they rewrapped it, and gave it back to you. Okay, now let's talk about what Dombrowski's really done in the offseason.
We got a Dombrowski. Are you calling him dumb, or was that a slip?
I don't know. What Dombrowski.
Oh, okay, I thought that was an intentional referring to him as dumb. I'm just checking.
Well, listen, until he does something with the minor leagues, he means
okay,
to
but
me,
to be fair, he just got the job, and to this point, it seems like he's done a pretty darn good job.
Well, if you look, Joe. You don't have to look at this.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to know, were you mispronouncing his name intentionally or unintentionally? That's what I was trying to
figure out. I don't think so.
Unintentional. I got you. Go ahead.
So listen, here's how it goes, okay? He brought in some pitching, okay? When you start the next year off with the problem that you got in center field, the four junk players that are fighting over center field, okay, you have no depth on your bullpen or on your bench. You saw it last night. Okay, you saw it clearly of what's going to go on this year. And, John, your golden boy, what's he hitting right now?
What golden boy are we talking about?
You carry a picture of him.
Well, Bryce has gotten on base.
Harper.
Yeah, he's not hitting a ton, but he's gotten on base.
No, and this is what he does. I mean, when the team gets cold, he gets hot. He's always opposite of what the team is doing, okay? And then it's going to be a mess. And listen, they're not – Joe, you said it yesterday.
I mean,
Ron,
there
games.
Is something to be said. They lost one game. I mean, second caller on the show, this is going to be a mess after a loss one in five games.
Yeah,
a little alarmist there,
built.
My man. A little alarmist.
Joe, they're not built for 173 games.
All right, well, we'll see. Look, 215-592-9494, the Phils. The game last night, the Sixers, the Flyers last night, will react to those three games up ahead. Your phone calls as well. The Hurts thing. Do the Eagles have to name Hurts a starter? Is it stupid if they don't? I actually think it's stupid if they do. We'll see where everyone stands. Joe to Cameron, John Rich, where are you at on that? The games last night up ahead. The Phils, man, I got something to say about Harper. We'll hit that next on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.